This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, boy, we have a lot to talk about. First, scientists have discovered that there's been this strange movement under the San Andreas Fault. And even though they've been talking about the big one, the big earthquake that's supposed to devastate California, they say we may be closer than expected, and it is inevitable. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about the latest with the Kavanaugh hearings. I don't know if we even call this hearings, but the testimony is supposed to happen pretty soon with Dr. Christine Blasey Ford and her accusations that Brett Kavanaugh assaulted her back when they were college students. Apparently, we have another accuser coming out, saying that she was gang raped, not by Kavanaugh, but she saw him lining up. And she had been, I believe, spiked. And not roofied. They didn't have roofies back then, but with Quaaludes or something. But she remembers seeing him line up in line. This is getting ridiculous. This is so getting ridiculous. An ex-Oakland Raiders linebacker, Nyron Ball, is now in a medically induced coma after he had a ruptured brain aneurysm. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about how a Georgia jury had to award $31 million to a family because the circumcision got botched. Hurricane Florence, death toll is rising. We're going to be telling you the latest on what's happening with the flooding. Also, there's been a lot of talk about, do you need surgery for appendicitis? And a study has come out saying, nope, actually, many cases don't need surgery. Antibiotics are fine. And then a lot of people, especially seniors, are mixing their medications up with their herbal remedies that they're taking. And this could be very, very deadly. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, I guess there's been a lot of, shall we say, controversy. And many will say, okay, oh, what's she about to talk about? Is it about politics? Is it about the economy? No, Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts is dropping the word donuts from their name. Didn't they say they were going to do that? And they're just going to call themselves Dunkin'. Now, anybody who's, familiar with Dunkin' Donuts understands that donuts is the name. But see, I would just use the word donuts. I wouldn't use Dunkin'. Maybe they're trying to sell more coffee. So I guess donut has been a term that has been misspelled for years. D-O-N-U-T is not how you spell donut. Donut is dough, D-O-U-G-H, nut, N-U-T. And I guess, its roots started earlier, but I guess the chain changed the way we spelled donut back in the 1950s. And Merriam-Webster Dictionary even credits Dunkin' Donuts for helping popularize the spelling. So the dictionary had to actually add the word. Dunkin' Donuts got that big that donuts change their spelling. That's pretty damn cool. So on Tuesday, the chain announced in January they would officially change its name to simply Dunkin'. Now, this has been brought up before. People thought it stunk, but apparently executives still want to do it. Maybe it's because signs are expensive. And to do Dunkin' Donuts, it's just too many letters. Have you guys ever put up a sign on a building? We had to. When I had my practice open, before I closed it due to Obamacare. Yeah, nah, it was ridiculous. So I've told you guys why. I miss my patients. I love my patients. Just financially, couldn't keep it open. But putting up a sign was expensive, and they charged per letter. So Dahlia Wax MD would have been a lot of letters. Integrative Family Medicine, a lot of letters. I wanted to just put maybe Med, M-E-D, but nobody would know what that is. So, yeah, it was expensive stuff. So, Dunkin' Donuts and Mr. Donut, two chains founded by brother-in-laws in the mid-1950s, are some of the first known uses of the term donut, D-O-N-U-T. And the first Dunkin' Donuts was opened in 1950. Which was a revamp of William Rosenberger's coffee and donut shop called Open Kettle. Rosenberg began franchising in 1955, opening the 100th location in 1963, and then the 1,000th shop in 1979. Oh my gosh, Dunkin' Donuts look good. They say Dunkin' Donuts rep previously told Business Insider that the company did not have additional information on why Rosenberg spelled donuts differently. Again, I think it was cheaper signage. But Mr. Donut, D-O-N-U-T, opened in Boston in 1955 and expanded to nearly 1,000 locations. But see, that's brilliant. You know, you don't have to probably pay royalties. You don't violate any copyright laws. I think that's brilliant. You take, like, cookie. What would be a new way to spell cookie? C-U-C-K. No. Cookie. Those are little spins that sometimes work and sometimes don't. You know, like Kleenex. Kleenex, really smart brand because it's actually a tissue. But everybody calls it a Kleenex, even though Kleenex is a brand name. You know, I don't know if Hot Dog was actually a brand name that later took over. So, very interesting. So, anyway, donuts. Why do people like donuts? Because they're easy to eat. They're soft. They're fast to eat. They're yummy. They're sugary. They fill up your tummy. And so, and, you know, cops like them. So if they're good for cops, and cops are really strong and muscular and handsome and sexy, you know, you eat a donut, too, you'll look like a cop. I just think it's really sexy seeing a cop eat a donut. A cop could do whatever. He could be picking his nose, and I find police sexy. So anyway, congratulations, Dunkin' Donuts. Not sure if I like the old Dunkin' thing. I understand they got some of the best coffee. I don't like coffee, so who would know? All right, let's say what's going on with the latest with Kavanaugh hearings. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOWN-SELLY. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the media, man, it's like Christmas in July for them right now with this whole Kavanaugh-Ford hearing and new accusers coming out and stories and calendars and friends and buddies, and it's just, I mean, the media can't, there is not enough room on the internet for all the news stories that are circulating around the Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court nomination hearings and his being accused of sexual assault when he was a college kid. And this is probably one of the biggest circuses we've ever seen. And unfortunately, it deals with a family man who has kids and his career, and it deals with a person who believes she was assaulted. And so we have two victims here. And it's just or alleged victims that has become now, unfortunately, a historical beacon of how we approach sexual assault or false accusations, depending on what comes from this hearing. And it's only going to be one hearing. It's pretty well laid out how it's going to be. Delineated where everybody gets a chance, but I believe they get cut off, and we'll give you guys the details of that. But let me just say some of the latest that has come out surrounding this. So the Kavanaugh accuser, Dr. Ford, is submitting four declarations from people who says corroborates her assault allegations. So when you read this, you're thinking, oh, so there were four people that were there? Eyewitnesses? No. Actually, these are people who said that when she revealed this in 2012, they heard her say Kavanaugh's name. So Dr. Ford's attorneys have sent documents to the Senate Judiciary Committee with declarations from four people who say they corroborate her story of sexual assault by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The declarations were first obtained by USA Today are from Ford's husband, Russell Ford, and three friends who stand beside the accuser's allegation that Kavanaugh, actually when they were back in high school, back in 1982, assaulted her. They say the statements will be used by Ford's legal team during the much-anticipated committee hearing tomorrow that's going to examine the credibility of Ford's allegations. So, there was a declaration by Adela Gildo Mazon. She has known Ford for over 10 years, considers her a good friend, and she said that she was told about what happened in 2013. She said, during our meal, Christine was visibly upset. So I asked her what was going on, she says. She says, Christine told me she was having a hard day because she was thinking about an assault she experienced when she was much younger. She said she had been almost raped by someone who is now a federal judge. She told me she had been trapped in a room with two drunken guys and that she had escaped, ran away, and hid. So one of these key witnesses is somebody who says that they were told this by Ford. Again, we don't know if Ford is lying. We don't know if it happened. But it was not an eyewitness. It's somebody that became friends with her in the last decade who says, yep, she told me about it at an earlier date. Now, people are saying, well, wait a second. This was an earlier date. You know, so, you know, maybe it really did happen. She brought it up before he became a Supreme Court nominee. Well, apparently, there's been discussion and reports that Mitt Romney was considering Brett Kavanaugh. And multiple news sources had brought Brett Kavanaugh up in the news back in 2012-2013. So that could have been one of the reasons why it did surface back then. So Keith Kogler is another person who claims to corroborate Ford's allegations, said he talked to her about the assault in 2016. So again, these weren't people that were there. These are people that said that she spoke to them. Now, sometimes that's the only proof somebody assaulted has. But is that enough? Then he said, Christine did not mention the assault to me again until June 29, 2018, 2 days after Justice Anthony Kennedy announced his resignation. Another declaration is from Rebecca White. She has known Ford for 6 years. She said she was told about the allegations in 2017. I was walking my dog. Christine was outside of her house. I stopped to speak with her. She told me she read a recent social media report post I had written about my own experience of sexual assault. So is that enough? If somebody in the past tells some recent friends something happened to me in the 80s, does that mean it really happened? So there's been a lot of discussion of, well, you know, what were these parties like? Was she drunk? Well, we have the one, Miss Ramirez. She claims that she was drinking. They were doing a drinking game. And that's when Kavanaugh apparently shoved his genitalia and pelvis in her face. So she claims that even though originally I believe she said that she was a little unsure of the details, she's come out saying, nope, that happened. And then now we have a new accuser. A new accuser said that she was drugged and gang raped at a high school party where Brett Kavanaugh was present. And she claims that she saw him line up to take his turn. Now, this comes from a Julie Swetnick. She has made a sworn declaration which says she was gang raped at a party, and this party was attended by Mark Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Her attorney is Michael Avenatti. She says Kavanaugh and his friends would spike punch with grain alcohol. I mean, did she see him spike punch? But she claims he and his friends would do this, causing girls to lose their inhibitions and their ability to say no. 55-year-old ex-State Department worker has made her detailed statement. So the committee is going to listen to Christine Blasey Ford tomorrow. From what we understand, they're not taking testimony from all these other people coming out. And it's a little frightening that, you know, you're being told that somebody was at a party when this happened. Yep, he was lining up. Is there proof? I mean, if somebody was standing in line to go to the bathroom, does that mean he was in line for a train rape? So what is Brett Kavanaugh going to do? Well, he has his counsel, and apparently he has a calendar that he's going to show as, what do you pull from the 1980s? So he's going to be, I guess, using his calendar or diary. And the prosecutor is very interesting. It's a female. It's a prosecutor from Arizona. Everybody's trying to claim she's from Sheriff Joe's camp, but not that we've seen. And her name is Rachel Mitchell. And she apparently is an Arizona prosecutor that is a career prosecutor. She is a registered Republican from Arizona, has been a prosecutor since 1993, and she has been an expert in prosecuting sex crimes. She's going to be the one questioning Ford and Kavanaugh when they testify before the committee tomorrow. Maricopa County is the big county. Maricopa County is housed at Phoenix. So people say, well, she comes from the Maricopa County's attorney's office in Phoenix, and that's home to Sheriff Joe. Well, Maricopa County, that was home to me for years. I mean, Maricopa County is huge. So trying to link Sheriff Joe and her is a little stupid at this point. And anyway, apparently she oversees bureaus that handle sex crimes and family violence. Before that, she spent 12 years running the division's bureau responsible for prosecuting sex crimes, such as child molestation, adult sexual assault, and child prosecution. Apparently, one of her larger cases was when she spearheaded a case against Reverend Paul LeBrun, a former Catholic priest who had been accused of molesting six boys in the late 80s and early 90s. She also had brought criminal charges against six priests in the Roman Catholic Diocese of Phoenix. Most of those charged had entered plea deals or fled the country, they said, but not LeBrun. The case went to trial, and she won. So she has a legal history and background in prosecuting sex crimes. So she's a tough cookie. They believe she's going to be as nonpartisan as can be. She's female, which seems to help the Republicans because the majority of their members in the Senate are male. And I just hope that it's not going to be I hope that when the questioning happens, it's not just people trying to political, you know, bandstand for them to be able to run for office later. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United States has taken bold action to confront these sinister threats.
President Trump referring there to weapons of mass destruction, which is the focus of a UN Security Council meeting that he is chairing today. Trump also singling out Syria and Iran for strong criticism, and he defended his decision to pull the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear accord, again calling it a horrible deal.
Following America's withdrawal, the United States began reimposing nuclear-related sanctions on Iran. All U.S. nuclear-related sanctions will be in full force by early November.
A third woman to accuse Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct is coming forward. She's being represented by Stormy Daniels lawyer Michael Avenatti. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A social media company knew that data was the currency of the digital economy. But when it came to monetizing it, they were being shortchanged. So CDW orchestrated a data fabric solution from NetApp, creating a hybrid cloud to help them move data faster, innovate quicker, and make decisions stronger. Data flexibility by NetApp, IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/netapp. CDW, people who get it.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, sorry, just kind of dumping all my cans here. I was born in L.A., and when I was really little, I remember doing the earthquake drills. And they were talking about the big one back in the 70s. Well, the San Andreas Fault is still long overdue for an earthquake. And in the spectrum of, you know, time, when we look at our lifetime versus an earthquake's lifetime or the Earth's lifetime, 80 years is fast for Earth. For you or I, it's like, wait a second, that's like our whole lifetime. That's a long time. But if the San Andreas Fault is long overdue, and they're thinking it's due in our lifetime, I'm going to believe them. Researchers studied thousands of small earthquakes near the fault, and they found that they moved in a different way than expected. Now, according to Business Insider, these small earthquakes, if they move differently, then that could signify that there is something new going on or something shifting, not predictable. They believe that a huge earthquake is an inevitability that could happen at any time. So they found unexpected movements 6 miles underground near the San Andreas Fault. A researcher from the University of Massachusetts Amherst studied thousands of small earthquakes near the fault and found that they move in, quote, a different way than expected. And they call this movement deep creep. And they say this could help them understand the process leading up to a large and damaging earthquake. They say while these earthquakes move differently than a big earthquake along the San Andreas Fault would, the new findings come as scientists repeat longstanding warnings about the huge earthquake that's overdue to hit California. The data cannot be used to predict when this big earthquake will hit, but they hope to keep seeing smaller earthquakes to learn how the fault is loaded. So I think there's a typo there. They say if we understand how these are being loaded, maybe we can understand better when these faults may be going to rupture. So basically, every time there's a little burp or a rattle, that can be used as data. And if they see a pattern, you know, or they see more of these little deep creeps or rattles, then that could, you know, prompt them to, you know, find some sort of a pattern, like I said. John Vidal, director of the Southern California Earthquake Center, told Newsweek on Saturday that this huge earthquake is an inevitability. Energy has been building up along the fault for more than a century. We just don't know if it's going to be now or 200 years from now. San Francisco and L.A. are at the biggest risk. They say the impact of a northern earthquake could run through San Francisco and could be tremendous. You guys saw that San Andreas movie with The Rock? Dwayne Johnson? Yep. I know everything's fallen down, but his shirt stays on. I don't get that. Downtown San Francisco, very vulnerable. Some of the oldest buildings did survive the shaking back in 1906, but that doesn't mean that they're safe now 112 years later. Many of the buildings are built close to the fault and on kind of soft ground that might liquefy. Then, of course, the biggest concern is then the cost of repairs and damage to the economy. They say it's certainly in the realm of the possibility that the earthquake causes something that cripples the economy for a long time. They say a large number of smaller earthquakes, like those the researchers have been studying, do little to release that energy. Because somebody would say, well, let the faults burp and do what they need to. Let there be that. It's not enough release, they say. They say those little earthquakes let out only a tiny amount of energy compared to the big ones. It would take 10 magnitude 7 earthquakes to let out the strain of a magnitude 8. We don't have that many, so these little earthquakes hardly slow the big ones at all. Now, you guys can all attest to that. How many times have you let out a little, you know, toot, going, okay, that's going to save me from having to go potty later. And you try to let out the gas, and no, you have to go potty anyway. That's what's going on here. If the pressure's there, there's only so much you could do. So, yeah, look, honestly, you can relate a lot of things in life to, you know, the bowels. That happens. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're watching very closely this little puppy dog outbreak. Apparently, our cute little puppies are to blame for a nationwide drug-resistant illness. We talked about Campylobacter. And apparently, dozens of people have been hospitalized across the country after contracting a drug-resistant bacteria carried by little puppies. Apparently, 100 people have already fallen ill. Our cute, soft, lovable, innocent little puppy dog, they look a little oozy, apparently have caused over 18 states to have people that have undergone an illness from Campylobacter bacteria. It causes diarrhea, stomach pains, fever, and it's resistant to antibiotics. The CDC found that puppies from 6 pet store chains from January 2017 through February 2018 caused the outbreak. No deaths have been reported, but at least 26 people have been hospitalized. And samples from each patient showed that the bacteria was resistant to all antibiotics used to treat it. They say most people can usually recover from Campylobacter bacteria infection in about 5 days. 99% of the patients observed by the CDC said they had direct contact with the dog. 95% said they touched a pet store puppy. So you got to wash, you got to sanitize. So Uzi tried to go to sleep last night next to Mommy. And Uzi, I guess, really likes my nostrils. And so she will stick her nose up inside mine. And I don't get that. So the dog kind of cuddles the face. And then she licks your mouth. You're like, don't lick me, don't lick me. And then she takes her nose and she kept shoving it up my right nostril. And so I'm worried that I'm picking this stuff up. Because she was a puppy. I mean, now she's about 1 year old. But she has no problem. She thinks her face is the cutest little thing. And I do. I kiss her face. I kiss her nose. But I don't want her nose up my nose. And I don't know how she got it to fit. I mean, I know I got a big nose, but she's got a big snout. So I got Uzi boogers in my nose that I just can't clear out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Malaria. We have a breakthrough. They say disease-carrying mosquitoes have been wiped out in a major lab experiment. They say scientists in the UK have eliminated malaria-carrying mosquitoes. This is something we want to do. We want to combat infectious disease that occurs by little insects that you can't really see or control. Apparently, there were 260 million malaria cases worldwide in 2016, according to the World Health Organization. That resulted in 445,000 deaths, most of which were children under the age of five. And remember, I told you guys that, you know, with these mosquitoes, you don't feel them on you because they inject a little anesthetic before they start sucking your blood. So you don't know they're there until after they leave. Researchers at Imperial College London used the CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing technology to spread a genetic modification that blocked female reproduction in the lab mosquitoes. The research study is published in Nature Biotech if you want to read it. And apparently CRISPR is like a pair of molecular scissors. It lets scientists alter or replace specific sections of DNA. And they did this on the species Anopheles gambiae. And that is responsible for transmitting malaria in sub-Saharan Africa. They say they were able to crash the caged population of mosquitoes in just 7 to 11 generations, and they targeted a double-sex gene that determines the mosquito's gender. Apparently, the gene drive altered part of the gene responsible for female development. Males who carry this modified gene show no changes, and neither did females with one modified copy, but with two copies, they were not able to lay eggs, and they didn't bite. Usually it's the females that spread the disease. After 8 generations, females that were produced, mosquito populations collapsed because there was lack of offspring, so they made them basically sterile. Now, here's a problem. Nobody has ever explained to us why we have the Zika epidemic and that boom that started in Brazil. And one theory is a bunch of these genetically modified mosquitoes were released because they were testing out what they did to combat malaria. So I still am cautiously optimistic when I hear stuff like this. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they say 12 days after Hurricane Florence arrived on the Carolina coast, and more than a week after Blue North dissipated, apparently rivers swollen by the rains are still flooding homes and businesses as they are trying to make their way to the sea. Keep in mind, as the rain went north, still dumped water into the rivers. They say the slow-moving disaster has now allowed forecasters to pinpoint exactly who will flood. Over 5,000 people have had to be rescued. We talked to Tony Briggs of the American Red Cross yesterday about how they had to build shelters, sometimes move shelters. And they say that water is seeping in and not receding quickly enough. A week ago, firefighters in Conway, South Carolina, went to a neighborhood and told surprised residents that their houses were going to flood from Florence, even though they never had water in them before. So we're talking about people who survived houses, structures that didn't get hurt in this flooding or from the storm now could possibly be facing danger because of the rivers. On Monday and Tuesday, firefighters checked on the same neighborhoods with maps that detailed each of the nearly 1,000 homes that could be expected to be inundated. And one part of the city on Tuesday, some homes were surrounded by 6 feet of flood water. They say these are all great. People have pretty much lost everything. That's according to Bob Johncuss, whose home is in Conway neighborhood. The Waccamaw River flows through the city of 23,000. It floods at 11 feet. It was expected to crest on Wednesday at 21.7 feet. Now, people were saying, well, Hurricane Florence wasn't as bad as Matthew. They say on Friday, this river surpassed the previous record high of 17.9 feet set in 2016 by Hurricane Matthew. They say the waterway was not expected to drop below 18 feet or so until sometime next week. They say all that water is making its way to Georgetown. Five different rivers, that's where five different rivers reach the sea. Officials there said the worst of the flooding could start today and last until Thursday, only leaving one highway into the city. They say if that's not bad enough, weather is already forming off the coast. So this hurricane season still has until November. National Hurricane Center forecasters are watching a low-pressure area about 200 miles south of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. And it could become a tropical depression as it approaches the coast before moving quickly to the north. They think it could dump some additional rain on the Florence-battered city of Wilmington. They hope it's not going to worsen the flooding. So officials at South Carolina State-Owned Utility still watching two coal ash ponds near Conway. Apparently, flood water from the Waccamaw River has already made it to one pond, and most of the ash had already been removed during an earlier cleanup, but the river will likely flood the second pond. So they are trying to lessen the environmental impact, put silt fencing, a floating environmental containment boom, and not far from the ash ponds, engineers are keeping their eye on U.S. Highway 501. That's the main link to Myrtle Beach. Water is now touching a temporary barrier of sand and plastic that has been erected to keep water off the bridge. It's called the Lifeline. It's a temporary wall that will remain effective if the water does not rise an additional 5 feet from the current level. If it does, they're screwed. They say in North Carolina, they're still dealing with the after effects of fallen trees, debris, flood water. And they say that the recovery process is just beginning. So, another death has been reported by Hurricane Florence. Apparently, a 67-year-old man died while cleaning up storm debris. They believe that the cause of death was storm-related. A man had died after falling and fracturing his neck while cleaning up on September 18th. This is now the 36th storm fatality for the state. Overall, 47 deaths have been attributed to Florence. So we'll keep you posted on this. Again, if you want to help, please contact the American Red Cross. Donate blood. If you can't donate money, host a blood drive. If you can host a blood drive, Valiant, formerly known as United Blood Services, can also bring a blood mobile. And donating blood wherever you live can either be shipped over there or it can help local supplies while the national centers send supplies down there. And people in flooded homes aren't going to stop everything and donate blood. They're busy. So that area is getting, unfortunately, less blood. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ex-Oakland Raider linebacker Nyron Ball is in a medically induced coma after a ruptured brain aneurysm. He's only 26 years old. He was diagnosed with an arteriovenous malformation. We call them AV malformations. And this was when he was a student at the University of Florida. It's kind of like a little tangle of abnormal blood vessels connecting arteries and veins in the brain. We don't know why people get these, but he underwent surgery after a brain bleed was discovered by physicians. He had to sit out of the 2011 season in college. Then he returned to the field the next year, made his first career college sack in 2013 against James Winston, and now plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, the aneurysm and AVM Foundation believe that his AVM, his arteriovenous malformation was obliterated, but unfortunately, something burst. And so his family is asking for continued prayers. Raiders, it also has fans to support his family during this difficult time. And he was selected by the Oakland Raiders in the fifth round of the 2015 NFL Draft. He played six games before he injured his knee. Then he was cut by the team in 2016 after training camp. So, sending our prayers. Pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, the jury, a jury in Georgia, has had to award $31 million to a boy who had a botched circumcision he received as a newborn. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports the award was handed down Friday in northern Georgia's Clayton County. Now, apparently the boy was 18 days old in October 2013 when part of his penis was severed during a circumcision at Life Cycle Pediatrics in Riverdale. The attorney, Neil Pope, said nobody recommended emergency surgery to fix the problem. And the boy, unfortunately, suffers pain and will have a lifetime of mental anguish. Attorney Terrell Benton represents the nurse, midwife, and physician who were found liable. Benton told jurors that $1 million should cover the boy's medical expenses and costs of long-term therapy. You know, I get very frustrated when I hear these botched circumcisions that happen because in the Jewish religion, we use something called the Mogen clamp. Moils are people that perform the ritualistic circumcision. They use a clamp. They don't go through all the, and this is very difficult for a doctor to say because, you know, we love sterile technique and, you know, aseptic technique and I do love medical processes and I do support how we do procedures. But I find that when we do circumcisions, there's such an easier way to do it. And so the very first circumcision I witnessed as from a ritualistic one, I remember I was in the back of the bris, they call it a bris, and I wanted to get closer so I could watch. And so after I said my first excuse me to start getting up there, it was done. I didn't hear the baby cry. You heard mazel tov. And I guess it's a clamp that pulls up the foreskin, right? You know where the head of the penis is. It does a quick slice. Baby didn't even cry. Usually in a bris, babies get to suck on. Babies, by the way, are not clamped down in restraints like we do in medical offices. They're in grandpa's arms or daddy's arms. They're sucking on a little pacifier or a little Manischewitz wine, and they don't cry. My kids, too, didn't cry when they had theirs. Now, yes, technically, you would think they would feel it. There are nerves there. But it's done in 2 seconds. I've never heard of anybody getting injured. Yet when we do it in the medical realm, we have, you know, kids held down and then needles used. And it just seems to be that there's an easier process for it. So it kills me to think that something like this could happen, but it could be an easier. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.